You're listening to RTNT, Radio Totally Normal Toronto.
My mental illness has given me the opportunity to cope with my problems.
My mental illness allows me to be more compassionate.
I don't let it stop me from what I have to do in life.
My mental health helps me relate to other people.
I'm not afraid of it anymore.
I am at peace with my mental illness.
It's given me a new outlook on life.
Mental illness saved my life.
I absolutely love my mental illness.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of RTNT Radio Totally Normal, Toronto on CJRU 1280 AM. Today, we have a special edition for you. This past month, we were honored to receive the Legacy on the Airwaves Award from CJRU, acknowledging RTNT as the longest-running radio program on the station. In appreciation of the award, we thought it would be fun to go back and revisit our very first episode from January 2017. In this episode, we discuss what aspects of mental health our podcast will be exploring, and then we take our listeners on a tour of our clubhouse and showcase the many programs, activities, and the amazing people that make up Progress Place. And now, from January 2017, Radio Totally Normal Toronto, Episode 1, Origin Story.
You're listening to Radio Totally Normal Toronto's podcast. I'm Josh.
And I'm Michelle.
So, we thought an interesting way of explaining the scope of our podcast would be to talk to some neighborhood folks near Church and Wellesley, where Progress Place is located, about mental health.
We asked people three questions.
Where do you think most people learn about mental illness?
When you hear the words mental illness, what do you think of?
And my last question is, how do you personally stay mentally healthy?
We got a variety of answers.
And we really appreciated their honesty.
We thought we would play a few of the clips and talk about how they relate to what we want to do at RTNT.
Which is Radio Totally Normal Toronto, in case you didn't get that acronym. And now, here is an answer to the question. When you hear the words mental illness, what do you think of?
Somebody who can't integrate themselves into society as a normal, wherever society's norm puts and categorizes them as, right? So they're classified as a... whatever mental illness they have. And someone who could be bipolar or depressed or have an addiction could be mentally ill.
So it seems as though he is talking about categorizing people according to a diagnosis. Being in the same category as someone else can be empowering and comforting, but someone told me once not to believe in labels.
Wow, I thought labels are only for clothing. But seriously, Josh, that makes me think of stigma, because once you are in a category, it can be hard to get out of. Sometimes the category or the label can make you forget the person and everything that makes a person unique. And forgetting that uniqueness leads to stigma.
So at RTNT, we want to reduce stigma by, for example, talking to people who live with mental health issues.
Let's hear another clip collected by our roving reporters.
I don't know that there is one place where people learn about such things. My observation is that most people learn about mental illness the same way they learn about sex, from their peers, from gossip. There's very little factual information involved in that. That's how we initially learn.
I love this clip.
I guess people don't know where to find reliable information. Hopefully we at RTNT can be a good resource for information about mental health. We will be interviewing people from community mental health organizations in upcoming episodes.
Like which ones?
Give me a minute to think about that. But hopefully as many as possible. There are a lot of resources in Toronto that do great work, and there's also a lot of fascinating research in the mental health arena as well. And we want to talk to the professionals involved in that research.
Josh, there are two other clips that I think are really relevant to this discussion, because they also talk about where people learn about mental health. Do you mind if we play those?
Go right ahead.
I guess the internet, or... they have family members that have mental health illnesses. If they're in school for mental health programs?
Probably through other people, let alone the internet, but most likely through friends and first experience, firsthand.
I love how those clips talk about the internet, because RTNT is available on the internet, but also I love how those clips emphasize personal experience or having someone close to you experience a mental health problem as a way to learn about mental health.
Hopefully listeners of RTNT will experience empathy, because this show is created by unique, wonderful people who identify with mental health challenges.
That's right, which brings us to another thing we want to examine on RTNT: how do people recover or maintain their wellness?
Which hopefully will be helpful to one person we talked to who said,
I have absolutely no idea. I also have absolutely no idea if, in other people's estimations, I am indeed mentally well. I only can do things that I feel are right, and if somebody corrects what I'm doing, they have different ideas. But I don't know that I do anything in particular to sustain whatever degree of mental stability I have.
I appreciate his honesty, and it makes me think that exploring strategies for keeping mentally healthy will be a good idea. More traditional ones, but also strategies that, like the ones this person mentioned.
Myself, I try to eat well. I practice yoga. I try to do some meditation when I can. And I read lots. And I try to stay around a lot of healthy people too.
Oh, Josh, I don't do yoga or meditation or read a lot, but I do try and eat well and be around people who exude positive mental attitudes.
I can definitely relate to that. And now that you've heard a few methods for staying mentally healthy, stay tuned to our upcoming episodes to dig deeper into these strategies and so many more. It's an area we are looking forward to focusing on with this podcast.
Hi, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Radio Totally Normal, Toronto, on CJRU 1280 AM. RTNT is a voice for community mental health, produced by the members and staff of Progress Place, a mental health recovery center in downtown Toronto. Today, we're revisiting our very first episode from back in January 2017. We just heard the first half of the episode. We'd now like to continue with the second half, where we introduce our listener to our organization and take a tour of our clubhouse. Let's jump back in.
My name is Nat. I think it's a good thing.
What does it mean to be a member slash staff of Progress Place?
It means you're not a patient. It means you're a person first.
What does Progress Place mean to you as a member?
My life is in a good place right now. Sometimes there are struggles, and having that kind of support and friendship at Progress Place really means a lot to me.
We meet at 9:30 every morning to discuss the meal plan and talk about announcements and what's going on in the community. And then we go into the kitchen and get busy. It makes me feel useful. It makes me feel trusted that people expect me to do a task and they're not watching over me. They trust me to accomplish that task.
There were orange, blue, yellow, white.
Progress Place doesn't put so much pressure on you. It allows you to take your time to recover the best you can.
Thank you. A lot of time I feel like part of a family. You know, someday when a member has a hard day or whatever, we sit and we talk to the member and get them through the hard days. And there are days, you know, where and units needing help, and then always see the members pipes up and says, okay, you know, let me go and help out with these, and let me go and help out with that. I'm supposed to go now, but I'll stay a little bit longer to help out.
Thanks for tuning in to RTNT Radio Totally Normal Toronto on CJRU 1280 AM. In today's broadcast, we revisited our very first episode, Origin Story, from January 2017. We thought it would be fun to travel back and take a listen in celebration of our legacy on the Airwaves Award from CJRU, honoring RTNT as the longest-running program on CJRU 1280 AM. On behalf of RTNT team and everyone at Progress Place, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Please share this episode with your friends and family.
Together, we can transition from mental health stigmas to a continued focus on mental health wellness. To learn more about RTNT or listen to previous episodes, please check out RadioTotallyNormalToronto.org. We are pleased to announce that the show is now streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Once again, thank you for joining us and have an amazing afternoon.